This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
It's time for the Swain event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the mouth and a red flag.
Swain event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Hope you're having a great Friday morning, because it's the best morning of the week. It's the best day of the week. Charlie Burrs, Ben McKee, right here with your boy, Jason Swain, in the Low T Center studio. Guys, I don't even want an offense coordinator anymore.
They're very overrated.
I don't even want one, man.
Tennessee doesn't need one.
I want to see how we play without one now.
Punt on first or second down, as far as I'm concerned.
And just play defense, man. Just play defense.
Yes, exactly. Pruitt is a defensive specialist. They can carry us.
Oh, man. This has been fun. This has been really, really, really funny. For me, it has.
I would say more funny than fun.
It's been funny, yeah. I don't know about fun, but yeah. It's been funny.
Ridiculous.
I think coaching searches bring out the worst in folks. You get all these different reports. You get people who live in their mother's basement, and they think they know more than the folks who cover Tennessee on a daily basis. It's hilarious. It brings out the worst in folks, man, which is why I'm ready to get this thing over with. But I think I'm starting to pick up what Pruitt is doing. I think I'm starting to pick it up. I think I understand a little bit of what Pruitt is doing. I don't think it was playing 100% of the time, but I do think that Pruitt is doing some things that makes total sense here. What are you talking about, Swain? Swainy? Jason without a Y?
AKA Hollywood?
All kind of ways to disrespect my name out here in these streets. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Well, what I'm talking about is, give you an example. So I have all these ideas, and I remember one year I approached a TV station about one of these cool ideas, and voila, this year that TV station is using one of my ideas with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Well, Bruce talked to a lot of offensive coordinators, a lot of quarterback coaches, a lot of folks about this particular job, right? I think Pruitt is gathering information. I think Pruitt is getting some tips, getting some tricks, finding out different things from different folks while conducting this offense coordinator search. I really do believe that. Again, I don't think it's 100% planned. I don't believe that right after the Vanderbilt game, when Tyson Helton was going to move to Western Kentucky, Pruitt was like, all right, here's my plan. From now until February, I'm going to interview every offense coordinator in the country, and I'm going to write notes about each one of them, gather information, and then I'm going to make my decision. No, I don't think he planned that. But while you are maybe having a little bit of, I won't say trouble, but you didn't get Hugh Freeze, you didn't get Mike Yursick, you didn't get these guys, so you're taking your time. In the middle of that, you are gathering information on some of the top offensive minds. You know, I think Pruitt learned a lot talking to Kendall Browse. Oh, man, I thought you had a playbook. I thought you did this. I thought you did that. Man, you don't do that. And I think that's why Pruitt came out with the whole offense coordinator's overrated thing. I really do believe that. Now, him saying overrated, folks, doesn't mean offensive coordinators don't batter.
That's what I heard.
We got to work on our comprehension skills. That does not mean offensive coordinators don't matter. That just means they're overrated. And I think coaches as a whole can be overrated in college.
Yeah, he's talking about you, Nick Saban. You're overrated.
Mm. Well, I mean, when you look at the Alabama team, when you look at the talent, I guess you can say that. But Nick Saban is the reason why they're there. But in the college game, I think coaching can sometimes be considered overrated. Because I'm sorry, you line up Alvin Kamara versus some walk-on dude, he's going to win 10 times out of 10. He's beat at birth. There's no amount of coaching that Nick Saban can do to help that walk-on. Hey, bend your knees. Widen your stands. Put your arms up. Think harder. Practice harder. Focus. It's nothing you can do. You're beat. It's Alvin Kamara. His mom and daddy genes are better than your mom and daddy's genes, period. There's nothing you can do. And that's how it works sometimes in college. I think Pruitt is collecting and gathering information. So I do feel bad sometimes for our fans because, man, they're antsy. They're seeing Miami make a move really, really quickly. I think that was a pretty good move by Manny Diaz going out and getting Major Applewhite. They look at other schools making moves, and they assume that we are just like those other schools. And the fact of the matter is we're not. We're in a totally different position. We are. Oh, yeah, my Christmas tree is still up, and it's lit. Looks nice.
I think it's actually turned into a New Year's tree.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It's a New Year's tree. Happy New Year's tree.
What are we going to call it during Valentine's Day when we don't have an offense coordinator?
The broken heart tree.
See, I'm thinking at this point, because it sort of has become the, you know, we've said it'll come down when an offensive coordinator is hired. Perhaps we should get ornaments made with the face of each candidate that has been passed up or, you know, that has passed on the job or that Tennessee has moved on from to commemorate. And then it can truly represent everything that this OC hire has been.
So are we putting a star at the top for Hugh Freeze?
I think that would be, yes. He was number one.
We got Chip Lindsey.
Yep.
We got Hugh Freeze.
Trinkwitz.
We got Eli.
Yeah, just put Eli.
Yursich was next.
Browse.
Yeah, Browse.
Yep.
Sarkisian.
We got Jeff Lebby.
Yeah.
Lebby.
Who, according to some folks, is now back in the mix? Maybe?
I don't know.
We'll talk about
it. He's been talked to about joining the staff, and I think Pruitt has tossed around some ideas about potentially bringing if a staff member leaves, he's tossed around the idea of bringing in two people and making them co-offensive coordinator and one of those guys calling plays. If you look at Clemson has two basically offensive coordinators. Jeff Scott's one. I don't know the other guy. I think the other guy's name is, I don't know. I had to look it up. But Clemson has co-offense coordinators. Jeff Scott, wide receiver coach, he's one of the co-offense coordinators, but he doesn't call plays, but he helps with the play calling.
Tony Elliott,
who does a great job at Clemson. I think Pruitt is looking at those options too. He's exploring those options. So he has talked to people that have not been really talked about publicly for the offensive coordinator position, but he has talked to them about potentially joining the staff if someone were to leave and he had room for two.
So like Sam Pittman and Jim Chaney.
Well, that wouldn't be a co-offense coordinator situation. That would be just Chaney being OC.
I know.
I'll give you an example. Maybe like John Doe and John Doe 2 coming in, and then those guys being co-offense coordinators, and then one of those guys just calling plays, and they working together to call plays during the game, something like that. Because you see that at other schools. You see that at Clemson. Again, look around the country. Look at the best play callers, their head coaches. Dana Holgorsen just went from West Virginia to Houston. Guess what he's doing? He's calling plays. He's going to be the offense coordinator. And so Gus Malzahn, he's going to be the offense coordinator. Jimbo Fisher, he's the offensive coordinator. Lane Kiffin, offensive coordinator. Lincoln Riley, offensive coordinator. You see where I'm going with this. So the co-offensive coordinator roles is, I think, a trend you're going to see in college football. You have two dudes kind of putting their head together, one guy calling the plays or whatever, kind of like Clemson. So that is an option, too, for Jordan Pruitt if someone leaves. Now, an important note this weekend or the next couple days, the coaches' convention takes place every year. This is where coaches get together, guys who do have jobs, guys who don't have jobs, but they get together in one location. It's been in Nashville before. It's been in other cities before. This year, it's in San Antonio. And my question is, will Tennessee keep all their staff members after this coaching convention? Will Jordan Pruitt talk to some new guys down there at the coaching convention? What happens during the coaching convention? This takes place in the next couple of days. So a lot to cover today. I know there's a lot of different reports out there. I'll give you what I believe is 100% accurate and true based on folks that I trust, that I talk to. And we'll go from there. How's that sound? Y'all ready? Memphis Grizzlies, the Memphis Gangsters, the Memphis Thugs fighting on a team.
All right.
What happened to teamwork? What happened to teamwork, man?
Coming from the Chicago Bulls fan that had a player last year break another player's face compared to the Grizzlies situation when it was just two friends.
We are the most dysfunctional basketball organization in the league. We're supposed to do this.
Hey, the Bulls and the Grizzlies made a trade last night.
Oh, my gosh. Why would you want any players from the Bulls?
Because he's averaging 13-4 a game and shooting 39% from the three-point line in the Grizzlies.
Your basketball organization is comprised of thugs fighting each other.
That's not true. That is the college basketball team in Memphis, not the pro basketball team.
The exact word that I would use for Omri Caspi, thug.
No, hold on. Before we go to break, have you seen Omri Caspi shoot a jump shot before?
Well, yeah.
What's it look like?
That's not ideal.
Have you seen Omri Caspi shoot a jump shot?
Which one's worse, him or Al Horford?
Omri Caspi.
Okay. Okay.
Like, it, one day when your daughter comes to you and says, Daddy, I want to play in the WNBA, you can tell her that she can do that because you can show her video of Omri Caspi's shot.
Look,
if he can make it to the NBA, your daughter can make it to the WNBA.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for the parenting note there. Hour one of the Swain event. We are rolling this morning, taking your phone calls at 865-255-03. You can hit us up on the text box free on the Swain event app. If you have any questions or comments, also Facebook Live. If you want to troll Ben the whole time, you are free to do that.
Bring it on.
8:15, we will talk to Dane Bradshaw of the SEC Network about this Tennessee-Georgia matchup over the weekend. And at 9:15, we'll talk to Austin Price of AllQuest, a little recruiting, and, of course, the OC Tennessee search. Stay with us. Swain event.
Take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live? You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the smokehouse stew, barbecue cheddar meatloaf, or the smoked turkey and dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sauteed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their hillbilly chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over. Join the Swain event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail.
Let's celebrate! Jason.
Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain event and Dead End Barbecue.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? If so, then call me, Jennifer Morris, with Keller Williams Realty. I take a no-nonsense approach to the real estate transaction. No fluff, just facts. Having lived and worked in the Knoxville area for 19 years, I am very familiar with the local real estate landscape and am ready to help you get the most money for your property with the least amount of hassle in the shortest amount of time. No one likes for their home to sit on the market for months at a time. If a straightforward approach to your real estate needs is what you prefer, then give me a call. Jennifer Morris with Keller Williams Realty at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Just because you hear a name does not mean it's for the offensive coordinator job. I repeat, just because you hear a name doesn't mean it's for the offensive coordinator job. In the previous segment, I said, you can bring on two guys if someone were to leave the staff. You have on-the-field guys that could be approached by Jeremy Pruitt to be an off-the-field coach to make room for the right combination, the right situation. There's so many different ways that Pruitt can go here. So many different ways. Remember, you're trying to fill one spot from an outside person coming in to fill one spot. And that's not always easy. So, as T. Martin talk to Pruitt? I've heard they talked. I've heard they had a little conversation. Not necessarily means that T. Martin for the offensive coordinator position, but it could mean that T. Martin could potentially come on staff and be a co-OC if that's something that him and Pruitt wants to do. Again, T. Martin has options. Now, I was asked about T. Martin on Feinbaum yesterday, and I will say it here, like I said yesterday, it depends on what T wants to do. What does T want? For a long time, T has always wanted to help his school win games and recruit. But the situation hasn't been ideal. He wasn't going to come work for Butch Jones. He saw the writing on the wall. He saw Jay Graham leave. Jay Graham was here. Jay Graham saw the writing on the wall. Jay Graham saw what was going on. And Jay Graham left.
And Butch tried to undermine both of them.
Jay left. He went to Florida State. But then you have folks on the radio trying to throw Jay Graham under the bus. I ain't gonna do that today.
But that's none of my business.
That ain't none of my business. And I am drinking tea, too.
Are you sure it's tea? It is Friday. We like to get down on Friday.
It's Earl Grey tea. It is tea.
Did Vol Storm pick it up for you when he was driving by Vanderbilt?
No, it's not. I'm not talking to Vol Storm or being around Vol Storm for a month until he stops smelling like a skunk.
I was strolling through Twitter and I could just
you smell him?
The smell was just coming through my phone.
Golly, Vol Storm, man, take a shower. Goodness gracious, use some body axe spray or whatever. Golly, use something. But T wasn't going to come back and work for Butch Jones. What's that gif from, Naked Gun, that movie, where the guy's like, nothing to see here, just disperse. It's like fireworks and explosions in the background. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't think T saw all that stuff when he came to the interview for the job here under Butch Jones? He saw that stuff. He talks to people. He knew what was going on. He said, no, thank you. And then he gets crapped on because he didn't want to take a job where the head coach was unqualified and lost control of the program. T has always wanted to be here, but the situation has to be right. He has a family. He has two kids, twins, one in Amari Rodgers, and a daughter that goes to school in Tennessee as well in college. It has to be the right situation. One move can change your whole career.
And it's not even just those two. I mean, his other son is starting quarterback as a freshman in high school. They got to move him.
And he's going to be one of the best baseball players in the country.
Already is.
Yeah.
As a freshman in high school.
Yeah, so, his son will have a choice to make, like Kyler Murray, maybe in a couple years. His son is real deal in baseball. So he has to be really smart about the decision that he wants to make. I think the whole thing about his wife not wanting to be, that's overblown. That is overblown. It really is. So did T talk to Pruitt? Yeah, they talked. But that does not mean he's going to be the offense coordinator or he was approached to be the offense coordinator. Pruitt has talked to a lot of people about a lot of different scenarios. Now, he has talked to Matt Canada about being offense coordinator. They met for a long time. He has talked to Steve Sarkisian. They talked. Steve Sarkisian has options. People assume that just because you got fired means that you're a bad coach or you're done. No, Steve Sarkisian can stay in the NFL if he wants to. Mm-hmm. He can always be a quarterback coach, and he can always become an offensive coordinator again in the NFL. He can do it in a year or two, or he can be hired right now as offensive coordinator in the NFL. It can happen. It can happen. Mike Bajakian was on that Tampa Bay Bucs staff that just got fired. Mike Bajakian's going to be okay. He can go be a quarterback coach somewhere, work himself up again. Jim Bob Cooter, he's going to be okay. He can go be a quarterback coach, work himself up, and be an OC again. So Sarkisian has options. Sarkisian has to ask himself, okay, you going to give up more time with your family to jump in the college game? Because if you're going to be on this staff, you working 6 to 10 at night, 11 at night. It's more hours, and you have to recruit.
It's the same situation as Freddie Kitchens and Jim Bob Cooter. Are you really going to leave a quote-unquote luxurious life in terms of coaching for the college game, which is not a luxurious life in terms of recruiting and the work hours? And Jeremy Pruitt does not run the type of organization like Mike Gundy does to where they work normal hours.
Nah, man, you on Mike Gundy's staff, you can make a 7 o'clock movie during Oklahoma week. Like, you can go to dinner with your family at 8 somewhere. No, not here, not in the SEC.
Alabama week, you're staying at the complex all week.
Yeah, you better get a blanket and a pillow. Yeah, that's just the way it works here. So some coaches are built for college. The Steve Spurriers and Nick Sabans of the world, some coaches are built for college. Some coaches are built for the pros. I don't know where Steve Sarkisian is there. He has to make that decision. He's had a year in the league. He's been in college for longer than the NFL. He has to make that decision. But I think Steve Sarkisian is an option for Jeremy Pruitt. Pruitt has a lot of options. He does. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Ben, do you feel the same about Sarkisian, or do you feel differently about Sarkisian today?
I feel the same. I don't think it would be a bad hire. I don't think it would be a great hire. I just think it's a meh hire, and it's wait and see. That's just kind of how I feel about it. There are pros to hiring Steve Sarkisian in the sense of he is a good quarterback developer. He is a good recruiter. He is a proven play caller, and I say proven in the sense of he has plenty of experience doing it at schools like USC, at Alabama, in the NFL. But then on the flip side of that, the reason I'm not as high on it as other people are is because I do believe that when you dig a little deeper into the Falcons' success, particularly this season, it's not as great as it seems. And then the Alabama championship game, I know you feel differently, but that rubs me the wrong way. I just don't understand his philosophy in that game. And then even at USC and Washington, his offenses were average. So, again, I don't think it's a bad hire. I just don't think it's a great hire either.
You're going to die in the Alabama game, Hill, ain't you?
Yes.
Hey, man, at least you're consistent. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproof Hotline. Charlie, how do you feel about Sark?
About the same, I think. There were some interesting things that came up yesterday. Did we mention this? Did you bring this up off air, Ben? I can't remember. But the comparing Kyle Shanahan to Steve Sarkisian with the production of Matt Ryan.
I think Swain brought that up right after the show yesterday.
This was interesting to me. Just to put into context Sark's situation in Atlanta. In 2016, Kyle Shanahan led Matt Ryan to 69% completion percentage, 38 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Julio Jones had 83 catches for 1,400 yards and 6 touchdowns. 2018, Steve Sarkisian led Matt Ryan to a 69% completion percentage, 35 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Julio Jones had 113 catches for 1,600 yards and 8 touchdowns. Kyle Shanahan got a head coaching job out of it. Steve Sarkisian got fired.
Well, so it's the red zone.
Yes, and we discussed that, and there are definitely other elements to that, but it is interesting to anyone that looks at Sark's situation and says, oh, he sucks, he was terrible, you ruined the team, but, you know, I've seen some Falcons fans really light into him. That wasn't really the case. But I said it yesterday. My 1,000-foot view of all of this is just whoever it's going to be, I'm going to give him a chance. If it's a total no-name, that's, you know, at this point, you have to. And there have been total no-names that have been complete successes, like in Mike Yurcich, who was found on a Google search by Mike Gundy. It can happen. And so if it's Sark, yeah, there are other guys that I would probably prefer over him. But You know, you got to give him a chance, see what he can do.
I chuckled at that tweet because that highlighted two players, and he's an offensive coordinator, so he's responsible for all 11 players in the production of that unit, and he's not a quarterback coach only. If he was just a quarterback coach, then those numbers would be great, but he is the coordinator. So like Ben said, what about the red zone compared this year to last year? What about third down conversion percentage? What about that? What about turnovers? What about penalties, pre-snap penalties, things like that? That all plays into whether or not Steve Sarkisian did a good job as offense coordinator for the Falcons. The pro game is so different than the college game as far as a coach's role. It's all about coaching. You have a GM in the NFL that does all the recruiting, that does all the transactions, that does the drafting, the signing, all of those things. In college, you do that too. You have to recruit players that you think who are good. And you could have a D-plus coaching effort on a day versus a team who has an A-plus coaching effort and still beat them by three touchdowns. That never happens in the NFL. Never.
Well, and what's also funny about that stat, that is a great stat, and that is in favor of Steve Sarkisian, but I think it goes to show that you can kind of pick stats here and there to kind of help your argument.
Oh, yeah.
Just like in 2016 to 2017, the Falcons were number one in points per game with Shanahan, and then number 15 the next year. They were number two in yards per game with Shanahan. They were then number eight with Sarkisian. They were number three in passing yards per game. They were then number eight in passing yards per game. They were number five in rushing yards per game, and then they were number 13 with Sarkisian in his first year. So, I mean, that's just a small sample size. And then you can also throw out the stat that Julio Jones went 12 straight weeks without a touchdown. And I get it. That can be the flow of the game. But I would say that if it was a 3-4-5-week stretch, not a 12-week stretch, how does Julio Jones go 12 straight weeks without a touchdown catch?
Yeah. This is what this is all that should matter. Okay? I don't care how you get the steak on my plate. As long as it's healthy, as long as it's good, that's all that matters. I don't care what type of seasonings you put on there. I don't care if you prayed over the meat. I don't care what you did to get my steak to the point it is of excellence. Tennessee fans, all you should care about is, can the dude do a good job? Can he help Pruitt be a better head coach? Can he help Pruitt be a better head coach? Can he developed quarterbacks? For Steve Sarkisian, my answer is yes. I think he would be just fine, to be honest. I think he would be just fine at Tennessee being the offensive coordinator, and he would allow Pruitt to focus on defense and focus on being a head coach and not looking over the offensive coordinator's shoulder. I think Sarkisian would be a fine choice for Pruitt. 865-255-03. We have Around the SEC coming up next.
Of East Day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody. Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, blue dot dealer savings, and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list finance through GMF. Offer expires 8/31.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street. What is 42nd Street? What do they do? Everything when it comes to branding, logo design, print design, web design, you name it, they handle it for you, helping you get your business name out there. Nothing like a new, fresh logo. Nothing like a new, fresh website. Trust me, I know they did that with the Swain Event. They did that with our business cards. They are fresh. I throw my business cards at folks like Gambit from the X-Men. Remember the X-Men? Remember Gambit? Huh? No? All y'all young, man. With the trench coat? Gambit? All y'all know is Wolverine and Storm? Mm-hmm. Gambit don't get any love?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Not a huge comic book guy. I got it.
Oh, it's X-Men, though. It's X-Men. Anyways, I throw my business cards down like I had an ace of spades in a spades card game. How about that? Is that better?
I'm with you. Or were you like the GIF handing out the L's?
That's me. I throw my card. You get a card.
Like Oprah.
You get a card.
You ever been to Las Vegas, either of you?
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely.
When you walk down the strip and you get the guys that pop the cards, you know what's on them if you've been there. Right? That's like you, Swain.
Yeah, that's me, man.
You pop them at people.
That's right. Give my people my business card, man. 42nd Street, baby. Fresh business cards, man. They do it all. All right, Ben, where are we going today?
We have a lot to touch on. First is Darius Slayton, Auburn receiver, declared for the NFL draft yesterday. Slayton ended his college career on a big note, amassing 160 yards and 3 touchdowns as Auburn crushed Purdue 63-14 in the Music City Bowl. That performance helped him wrap up the season as the team's leading receiver with 670 yards and 5 touchdowns. So Darius Slayton is declaring for the NFL draft, and I do not blame an Auburn receiver for getting out of Auburn as soon as possible because Gus Malzahn wastes receivers year after year after year.
I blame him for going to Auburn, though.
I do blame him for going to Auburn as well. Arkansas and Chad Morris received good news. Their defensive lineman, McTelvin Ajim, or Agim, I don't know how you pronounce the last name, submitted paperwork for a draft evaluation from the NFL Advisory Committee. But yesterday, he announced that he would return for his senior season. He's a former five-star prospect out of Hope, Arkansas, and was part of the 2016 class. He led Arkansas in tackles for losses, recording 10 and 12 appearances this past season. He was second on the team in sacks with 4.5. In other draft news, Texas A&M running back Trevion Williams announced he would be declaring for the 2019 NFL Draft. I believe that he is the least talked about running back star within the conference. It just seems like he gets talked about when Texas A&M is playing, but kind of outside of Texas A&M playing. I haven't really heard a lot of people talk about him. And I mean, he's a guy that rushed for 1,700 yards this season. And Texas A&M's offensive line also took a hit because Eric McCoy announced he would be leaving early as well, which is a pretty cool story because he was only a two-star recruit when he committed to Texas A&M coming out of high school, and now he is a legitimate NFL draft prospect. So very cool. Alabama is losing one of its key assistants to Georgia Tech, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They are reporting that Crimson Tide offensive line coach Brent Key is expected to leave for a position at Georgia Tech. The draw for Key looks to be a reunion with Jeff Collins, the new Yellow Jackets head coach. Collins and Key played together at Georgia Tech, or Key played at Georgia Tech while Collins was a graduate assistant from 1999 to 2000. Then in 2001, Collins became the Georgia Tech's tight end coach, where Key joined the staff as graduate assistant as well. This is a big loss for Alabama in recruiting. Key is the number two recruiter in the country, behind only defensive coordinator Tosh Lapoy. So, way to go, Jeff Collins. Still those Alabama staffers.
Can't even celebrate, man. You know Nick Saban gonna upgrade.
He'll probably go get Sam Pittman and Jim Chaney.
I mean, I can't even celebrate. Like, let's say Pittman went to any other school besides Georgia. Like, we would celebrate because we don't know if Kirby Smart could, like, upgrade from Sam Pittman or make a better hire. Nick Saban, it's like, oh, yeah, they lost this guy. But then they go out and get the next best coach. And then that coach winds up being a head coach in a couple of years. Can't even celebrate as a Tennessee fan. Can't even celebrate.
But it looks good, at least.
I guess.
It is kind of – I get that it's his alma mater, but I don't know. Maybe he just really loves Georgia Tech. I couldn't imagine leaving Alabama for Georgia Tech.
Hey. You said it before, Ben. You would do the same thing.
Yeah, Tennessee's not Georgia Tech, though.
I know, but it's home.
I know.
It's home. You already have a championship. You're about to get another one because I think they'll beat Clemson. What else can you achieve?
Yeah,
can you accomplish?
That's more so what I was saying. Outside of it being his home, going back home, I don't understand it, but like you said, I've said many times before that it doesn't really matter where I would be coaching if Tennessee came calling. If I were a college football coach, I'd go back home in a heartbeat just because of how much I care for Tennessee. So
yeah,
I get it from that standpoint.
I get you. What I think is funny, man, I look at the reactions. Look at the reactions of folks who are just now hearing about the co-coordinator option for Durham Pruitt. As reports of, you know, T. Martin being talked to by Pruitt as possibly coming in as a co-offense coordinator. Like, folks are, like, freaking out about that. Do y'all know Clemson does the same thing? Clemson does the same thing. Has Clemson had a problem since they lost Chad Morris?
Nope.
Chad Morris is phenomenal as an offensive mind. And when Chad Morris left Clemson, a lot of people thought that Dabo would fall off, that their offense would fall off. They lost Chad Morris, they lost Taj Boyd, and all they did was go out and be even better without Chad Morris.
Yep. So, and if Brent Venables leaves, it'll be the same situation.
Clemson does the same thing. Yes, they recruit well, but they have co-offense coordinators. They have guys who can recruit well. Because Jeff Scott is a co-offense coordinator, and he sure kicked Tennessee's butt in recruiting and took two receivers from the state of Tennessee.
You didn't have to bring that up.
I said it. It's the truth.
You
get
didn't
over
have
it.
To bring that up.
Get over it. Get over it. Get over it. Get some tissue. It's the truth. It's the truth. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Cry through it. Cry through it. It's okay. It's okay. Tears are dry. Cry through it. It's the truth. Clemson, co-offensive coordinators. Y'all don't even know their names, but they're putting up 50 points a game. They're playing for another national championship, but we're sitting here stuck on a name being a OC like we know what we're talking about. You bring in T. Martin, and you bring in another dude who just calls plays, but you bring in T. Martin with the opportunity to recruit all of Atlanta? You balking at that? You got your lip turned up for that?
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Come on, man, please. That's a heck of an option. But you know what? T. Martin has better options than that.
And also, I'm scared of T. Martin coming to Tennessee. We can talk about this later, but I'm scared of T. Martin being at Tennessee.
I mean, if he's a co-offense coordinator, he wouldn't call plays. Somebody else would call plays. He would have the co-offensive coordinator title. He would get paid big time. He would recruit his butt off. He would coach a position. That position would be good because that's what he does. And you have the best of both worlds. Again, that's what Clemson does. But, hey, Clemson stinks. You gotta do it the old-fashioned way. You got to have one coordinator, and that one coordinator has to call plays. There's different ways to skin this cat now. There's different ways to skin a cat. Different ways. Hey, Pruitt goes out and gets a offense coordinator, and he's great, then cool, man. That's a good option, too. But you don't have to do it that way. You can do it co-offense coordinator way. The question is, who's going to agree to that? Because I don't know if Jeff Lebby would agree to that. He's in a pretty sweet spot being the quarterback coach at Central Florida, and they're going to win every single game.
The only thing I would say about Jeff Lebby is the advantage for him to come to Tennessee is that at Tennessee, he would get the credit for Tennessee's success. At UCF, Josh Heupel is going to get all the credit. Scott Frost is going to get all the credit. I think that'd be advantageous for him.
If you are a quarterback coach, the next jump for you is being a coordinator and calling plays. Do you want to be a co-offensive coordinator?
I think as long as he's calling plays, I can't speak for him, but I think it would be advantageous.
Yeah. Like, I'm just – God, stop poo-pooing on a scenario when you don't know what you're talking about. When you see a Clemson program do the same thing and they haven't dropped off a bit. If anything, they got better losing Chad Morris, who went from SMU to Arkansas. Attaboy is coming up next. Stay with us.
At work, can't call in. Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
There is a 90% chance of showers today with some patchy fog early and a high of 60 and low of 40. A slight chance of rain tomorrow, then sunny with a high of 53 and a low of 36. Sunday looks to be sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by Be Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, Be Dry can help. BeDry.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
If you're among the 40% of obese American adults, you know that diet and exercise doesn't always work. The National Institute of Health recognizes bariatric surgery as the most effective long-term treatment for severe obesity. Premier Surgical's two bariatric offices, Foothills Weight Loss Surgeons and New Life Center for Bariatric Surgery, have helped thousands of East Tennesseans change their lives and health. Weight loss surgery has been shown to improve or resolve many obesity-related conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and sleep apnea. To learn if bariatric surgery is right for you, attend one of the free seminars offered each month by New Life Center for Bariatric Surgery at Tennova Turkey Creek or Foothills Weight Loss Surgeons at Fort Sanders Regional. Visit our bariatric surgery page at premiersurgical.com for more information. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy, where we highlight positivity. And who going first this morning? Charlie? Ben? What y'all doing? Paper, rock, scissors?
I can go first if you need me to.
All right, go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got two Attaboys. I got an Attaboy and an Attagirl. My Attagirl goes to the Lady Vols, who beat Auburn last night on the road. 9-point win, 78-69, against a good Auburn team that is 12-2 now. Mimi Jackson and Renai Davis both combined for 50 points on 16 of 24 shooting. Mimi Jackson had 27, Renai Davis had 23. So Attagirl to the Lady Vols for starting off SEC play on the right foot. My other Attaboy goes to Glenn Jacobs, because he is opening a Knoxville wrestling school with Dwayne The Rock Johnson's trainer. And I can't read you any of the article because I've used up all my free articles for the month from Knox News. So I apologize.
I mean, that should be...
That's cool, though.
That's good enough, man. And yeah. Ben, you think we should start a wrestling team?
I don't think we are going to. We're going to be a triple threat tag team. So
like the Wolfpack, man.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in the Wolfpack? Who was it? Was Hulk Hogan in the Wolfpack?
I think so.
And who else was in the Wolfpack?
Nash. That was a little bit before my wrestling childhood, so those memories are a little foggy for me. I came up on like Triple H and Shawn Michaels and John Cena and those guys.
I was never a wrestling guy.
Shame on you.
At all. I only got familiar with it. I worked for UpRocks for a time, which is like a pop culture website, and wrestling is like a huge thing that they cover. And I got to know it a little bit from that, but that's as close as I've ever been. Never been a wrestling dude for some reason.
I was into the wrestling 4th, 5th, 6th grade, and I was watching it for like my first 2 weeks of watching it. I watched it every Monday night, every Friday night, Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown. And then my mother had to ruin it for me and say, you know that's fake, right?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Come on, man. Come on.
You didn't have to ruin it.
Yeah, we can be like the NWO. We can be like the NTO, the New Tennessee Order, man. Got Hulk Hogan. I remember Kevin Nash. And then the last one I forgot was Scott Hall. So we can go around throwing up the VFL sign. That could be our wrestling group right there, man. The NTO.
And let's not forget VFL Kevin Nash first. That's right.
VFL Kevin Nash. I already know what my outfit will be. Checkerboard overalls.
No, you know it's gonna be a Speedo.
No, that's Charlie. Don't lie. That's gonna be Charlie.
You know you have a Speedo. Don't even lie, man.
Charlie's gonna have the shaved legs, the shaved chest, and the Speedo on.
You know you have the Speedo.
Charlie's
gonna draw out his hair.
And people, and the way that we win is people just see me like that and they go, they're stunned.
My wrestling persona would be like the Harlem Heat, like Booker T. I'm gonna call you a sucker. You want some of this sucker?
You'd come out in a white tee.
You want some of this sucker? I'll body slam you on that table, sucker.
Well, I say a white tee. You'd come out in a black tee.
That's right.
You'd wear black latex pants or something.
That's right, man. I'm gonna be Booker T, man, talking like a brother from the 1980s. Sucker. All right, Charlie, what you got?
I got an attaboy for Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans. Unfortunately,
of course,
didn't do enough to make the playoffs, but I love this story about something that he did. So Derrick Henry, if you don't know, a few weeks back against the Jags, he set the franchise record for a single game rushing yards, and that was 238 yards in that game. He scored 4 touchdowns. It was absolutely insane. Just a crazy, crazy performance. But after that, this week he went and bought all of his offensive linemen custom diamond chains that I'll say 238 in diamonds. He bought one for all the starting linemen in front of him. And I like this because it's an appreciation for the guys that don't always get their due. Now, of course, with the Titans, Taylor Lewan is sort of like a face of the franchise, and they get a little more appreciation maybe. But I like this with Derrick Henry giving the guys that added to his performance the due that they deserve. So I just thought that was a cool thing that he did.
That is cool, man. I love it when the quarterback or the running back takes care of the offensive line. Offensive line, man, they never get any credit, never get any love, but they do the most work. They're the most important unit on the football team. So really cool by Derrick Henry. I want to see these offensive linemen walk around with this chain. Maybe they'll
rock the chain. It's
pretty gaudy.
Maybe they'll rock the chain at the Preds game when they're throwing catfish onto the ice, too.
Definitely will.
That would be great. And shotgun and beer. That would be great, too. Hour 2 around the corner. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue.